Rural communities, especially here in Georgia, have received a lot of attention ever since President Trump was elected. But attention is one thing. New policy to help them is something else. And that's why leaders of a South Georgia food bank have set up a rural advocacy organization to get more muscle in lobbying state and federal governments. Here's WABE's Johnny Kaufman.
It takes a long elevator ride up dozens of stories to get to the Commerce Club in downtown Atlanta. It's a lunch spot for business people and politicians. Franklin Richards has spent the day here. He's the CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank in Valdosta.
They don't make laws in South Georgia, so we just have to live with them.
That's part of why Richards is starting the Rural America Initiative. He hopes it will be part of the conversation at places like the Commerce Club, where decisions are often made.
Every time a lawmaker's looking at doing something, we're hoping we become that phone call that they make and say, hey, Frank, what does this look like in rural South Georgia if we do this?
Richards says the Rural America Initiative is likely to take on a broad range of issues like food, healthcare, and internet access. In other words, much more than agriculture. And that makes sense to Adam Reimer. He researches rural policy at Michigan State University.
Even in the rural population, the vast majority of people have nothing to do with farming.
But Reimer says most lobbying with a rural bent has focused on agriculture. Farmers get most of the attention, while non-farmers, blacks, and Native Americans are overlooked.
And that's led to, in some ways, underinvestment in rural communities outside of agricultural issues or farm or food issues.
Reimer says it's a good time for a group like the Rural America Initiative to start lobbying, but it will still take a lot of networking and money before they can wield serious influence. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.